from the others. When the fog finally began to blow away, the people who were first able to see called themselves the Wind Clan. As the fog cleared from all the land, clans took their name from the first things they saw, and so became the Bear, Deer, Turkey, Alligator, Raccoon, and Bird clans. By this time, just as Heisei Getemase had intended, his children had scattered to the four directions. Some went to the rising sun, some wandered the other way and made their homes where the sun hides itself in the darkness. Many journeyed into the cold wind until they had to build shelter, while most of the rest walked until coming to the big water. There, it is said that Heisei Getemase fed them with food from inside wet stones. Of all Heisei Getemase's children, only the Wind Clan chose to stay where he had made them, in the land between two rivers. Heisei Getemase had worked hard to forge his people and make a beautiful home for them. As he saw that it was good, the Master of Breath swept his right hand in a circle and built a place of rest for himself. Surrounded by a vast beaver ruin and across a great swamp ran a long, narrow lake that connected two mighty rivers, the Alabamu and the Chickasha. There, on a high bluff overlooking the ancient lake, Heisei Getemase created what all would call the Place of Coverings. He placed 12 oak trees in a wide circle. When he had arranged them perfectly, Heisei Getemase created the greatest tree of them all and placed it in the center. Heisei Getemase told these oaks to keep their green leaves through all seasons and decreed that the one he had placed in the center would grow to the top of the sky. With his fingers, Heisei Getemase tangled the branches of the mighty oak trees he had placed in a circle and bound them to the branches of his special tree. This created a covering to provide shelter and prevent his children from climbing to his home before it was time for their spirits to join him there. The trees threw shade upon the ground, and the earth underneath their covering was clean and cool. Sweet acorns fell there in such numbers that they piled upon themselves and had to be pushed aside before one could walk through or sit down to rest. None lasted for long, however, because the acorns were eaten by every animal in the forest, and when the animals feasted there, all did so peacefully and with consideration for each other, because they knew this was what Heisei Getemase expected of them. The Master of Breath had made it known that all clans were welcome there at any time, but there was a specific law that was to be observed without exception. When under the coverings of Heisei Getemase, all present were to be kind-hearted and patient. Each clan was to seek deep understanding of the others. All were to use words of joy and gratefulness and praise. When plans were made about how the clans would work together and how the people would prepare for winter, chiefs and members of fire councils came together under the center tree. Heisei Getemase would also be there to watch and listen closely to everything that was done or said. Everyone felt the master's presence, and so everyone carefully considered each word before speaking aloud. This was how things were done in the days when the earth was young and people were kind one to another. But there came a time when Svetne, the evil one Heisei Getemase cast into the swamp and allowed to rule under its foul waters, began to cause trouble. Where harmony had once existed between brothers, Svetne created discord. Where families had only known trust, the evil one stirred suspicion. And though generosity had